Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 2. I'm excited to welcome the program again, Dr. Shannon Panzo. Dr. Shannon, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing just great. Another good day in Australia here.
Oh, you're lucky. You're lucky. I heard that, you know, it's warm still because that of the difference of all the way across the world that you're now in summer while we're in winter, right? That's how it pretty much works in Australia, right?
Oh, that's true. And don't worry. I've been we've been getting a lot of wind lately, so that's a good thing too. Sometimes it dries some things out, but otherwise, it's been pretty windy here.
Absolutely. So let's kind of go right into delving into the specific thing from last episode. Last episode, we learned some really interesting things from last episode, and that basically was how you got introduced to mental photography and how mental photography. You learned the Zucks Pro method. Now today we're going to talk about using mental photography to benefit your life in so many ways, right?
Sounds good to me. There's heaps and heaps of ways to do it. So essentially what we went over last time was whenever you're using the photographic memory, you can do just incredible things. And most people are taught away from the photographic memory. And this is done in whenever you go to school. It's basically the way that you are taught away from the photographic memory, which is actually the eidetic memory, is you're told, well, we have a better way for you to learn. And that's not so. Whenever you are going through your first 5 years of life and using the eidetic memory, you learn things at phenomenal rates, phenomenal speeds, so in depth, and you learn just incredible amount of things that you cannot learn with, say, reading. And so what we do is we experience that first 5 years of our life. Then we go to school and we're told we have to give up that immature way of learning. Well, this is the way that we've learned so much throughout our entire life. Now we're being told, no, that's not good enough. Well, it actually shows, I have a graph that we can discuss at a later point. I have a graph that shows that we learn at an incredible rate during those first 5 years. And then suddenly, as soon as we go to school, we stop learning. It just falls right off. And that's the way we're expected to continue on with life. With the photographic memory, the nice thing is what I teach is I teach a particular technique called mental photography. Okay. Mental photography starts at 25,000 to 50,000 words per minute. And there really isn't any upward limit. So whenever you're dealing with mental photography, you're using the photographic memory. By the way, whenever you do put in information with mental photography or the photographic memory, you keep it for the rest of your life. And you have 100% retention of the information. Hey, that's great. All you have to do is now learn how to pull it back out. This is the retraining that a person has to go through to reattach themselves with the photographic memory. But at this other, on the other hand, you haven't actually lost the photographic memory at all. You're just out of touch with it. And so you have to go through a retraining process in order to get there. So the mental photography is the vehicle for using the photographic memory on a daily basis. And this is what exercises your brain. When you exercise your brain this way, this is the holy grail for brain development. This is the best equipment that you have to get the brain to function the way it's supposed to be functioning. And right now, most people are working on they're driving down the road with an eight-cylinder car firing on six pistons. It's not working too well, and that's why we have so many problems today. So whenever you use a photographic memory, it works a lot better. It actually helps you do everything easier, better, etc.
That's so awesome. And so let's talk about some other benefits, Dr. Shannon.
Okay, let's start with something that is all near and dear to our heart, vocabulary. Whenever we learn vocabulary, essentially that tells other people how smart we are. And our conversation with other people, that'll get us to be noticed in our by our peers, or it'll tell our peers to shovel us aside and ignore us, depending upon our vocabulary. Now, whenever you do mental photography with, say, dictionaries, thesauruses, things like this, you easily upgrade your vocabulary very quickly. Vocabulary is also a key indicator with IQ test. And if you don't have a good vocabulary, you're not going to do too well on an IQ test, where if you do have a good vocabulary, you will. And that's just how it is. There's other things, obviously, with the IQ test as well, but that's one of the key components, is having good vocabulary to start with.
Absolutely.
So whenever we're taking on information at 50 to 100,000 words per minute, well, your vocabulary is definitely going to increase. Now, along with vocabulary, depending upon the content of what you're actually mentally photographing or using your photographic memory with, depending upon the content, you're actually increasing your knowledge as well. Now, there's three basic stages of learning. There's information, there's knowledge, and there's wisdom. And usually there's a long period of time between information, knowledge, and wisdom. That's because first you learn the information. You're not necessarily fluent with it. Eventually, when you accumulate enough information, it turns into knowledge. Now you can actually do something with it, but it can also get you in trouble as well. you have just enough information to get you into trouble, right? Okay, so that's knowledge. Then there comes wisdom, okay? Now, wisdom is usually something that we learn as a product of experiencing the knowledge. Well, because of the nature of the mental photography is actually a active way of using quantum physics to take on information. It's an application of quantum physics. So instead of you getting information as you would with reading, what you do is you get information that goes directly to your mind. It actually does the work. You not only get the information, but you also carry along the knowledge and the wisdom at the same time.
Wow. The wisdom, really.
Yes.
You become, the more knowledge you have, the wiser you are?
Yes. The reason for this is what we're doing with the mental photography is literally a quantum leap above what people do if they're reading. Whenever you're using the mental photography, you're taking on, it's going to look like you're taking in whole pages of information at the same time. But really what you're doing is you're taking in all the thoughts and all the energy behind that. You're taking that in as well. And this is what relates us to having information, knowledge, and wisdom all at the same time. Because the person, the expert that wrote the book, is going to reflect themselves in the vibration of that book. And this will give you a whole different picture as to what that book really means. And let's say you have somebody that is a fantastic person. They have everything great to say about everything. And they go to write their book and things haven't been going their way. They're really feeling down. They're really feeling under the pump. They're just feeling terrible. If you read that book, you won't feel that. You won't get that. If you mentally photograph the book, you do.
Okay. Let's see. And that's because you're putting the information in so you can really kind of, you like digest it more than just reading it and understanding and seeing the connections to it.
Okay, well, this is a bit of a jump above what I've already told you. But the essentially, however the person that is writing the book, however they feel, and this also comes across as to their even their expertise, can come across in the background of the book at a different level than what you're accustomed to getting. We get 100% of the information. We also get more than the obvious information. We are getting the vibration of the author that has written the book. Whenever we have people start with the mental photography, we have people start with, yes, paper books. We don't typically have them start with ebooks. Why? Because you get you don't have agendas with as you do with ebooks. So what you get is you get a book, and that book will have whatever the content is. It's like whenever a book that you are reading has a lot more impact than a book that whenever you read it doesn't have. Those are slight differences that you'll feel, but with mental photography, you'll experience it a lot more.
Definitely seems like it. Wow. Okay. Another benefit. So we talked about knowledge.
Okay.
Vocabulary, wisdom.
So knowledge, vocabulary, and wisdom go hand in hand. And so what you're going to do on a scale is you're going to raise, let's just say we're going to raise our vocabulary. Okay, fine. We also are raising our knowledge level. Now, in life, our life hinges upon the decisions that we make. If you have a very poor informational base, if you have a very poor knowledge and wisdom base, what kind of decisions are you going to make?
Poor decisions.
Poor decisions. If you escalate all the above, if you escalate your information, your knowledge, and your wisdom, well, how do you think you're going to approach? And in other words, if you have now superior information,
right,
what kind of decisions are you going to be making?
Very good decisions.
So you're going to be making very good decisions, right? Mm-hmm. Right. So this is really important in life today, because our life literally day to day hinges upon the decisions we make. We could be choosing the type of cheese that we want for dinner, or we could be choosing how we want to lay out our game plan for the rest of our life. It's all decision-making, but it's really important that you have the right information up front in order to get those decisions right. So what we're doing, let's scale vocabulary, knowledge, and we can also scale decision-making. Now, the vocabulary is going to be basically highest on our scale at this point.
Right.
Knowledge is going to come underneath that, because it's based upon it's based upon our information. And our decision making is a compilation of those things again. So again, on the scaling, that's going to end up on the lower scale. But whenever you put all those things together and you add them all up, your productivity skyrockets. Goes off the charts.
Exactly. Wow. So it's very interesting. So because the productivity skyrockets, you're making the great decisions, you're staying more focused because of your knowledge and the knowledge that you build, the wisdom that you build, your vocabulary you build, you're working faster, so you're going to produce more and do more.
Right. And guess what? It's all going to be easier. Whenever your brain is working as it should, it makes everything easier. All the things that you normally do, it makes them easier.
I see it, yeah.
We have people that take up martial arts, okay? And with martial arts, typically you go to the dojo, you have your sensei, For the first year or two, you learn the movements, you start, strengthening things like this. And most of the time is actually getting the movements right. That's why the sensei yes. spends so much time getting those movements right.
Absolutely. But
there's an exception to this. If you can get a hold of the books for that the master has written. Now, a master writing a book on the movements and the actions of a martial art, they will spend years getting the diagrams right. They have to be exacting. Otherwise, you can hurt yourself. You can cause yourself internal damage and such. So the movements all have to be really specifically dedicated to that martial art.
Right.
There's a huge amount of time. There's a huge amount of energy put into one of these books. So whenever you want to take this on board, what you do is you mentally photograph the book or books specifically to that martial art.
Okay.
And instead of you having to learn the movements, what this does, this actually implants within your brain all the correct movements. So you go in there and the movements are very natural and exacting because you got it from the book. Why? Because so much energy was put into the book in the first place. You don't have to spend nearly as much time as everybody else does learning the movements because you simply already know them. Then it's just crazy. A matter of strengthening and technique.
Wow. So you already know the movements, so you could practice before someone that's reading the book wouldn't even have those movements down.
Right. So there was a book a long time ago. By Mr. Maltz, Psycho-Cybernetics, where they took the basketball team. They split them in half. Okay. Half the basketball team thought about making all the baskets continuously. The other team went out and practiced as usual. When they got them back together, the ones that actually thought about making all the baskets did a lot better than the ones that had practiced all week long. So these are very, very straightforward things that people have known about a long time. They may not be able to connect the dots. Well, that's what my job is.
Exactly. Okay. So we talked about certain benefits this week. There are more benefits than we discussed, right?
Oh, a world of benefits. There's generalized benefits and there's individual benefits. So it really depends upon a person.
So we'll go into more benefits in episode 3, but there's a place right now. If people say, you know what, I want to learn Zux Pro, I want to learn mental photography, where can they go?
You go to zuxpro.com and get the training. It's pretty well self-paced, but the idea is everything that you actually need, that is our most distilled down version. All do keep in mind, it is a system. It is a mind discipline. You need to be using all the parts of the training in order to have the best results. If you only use part of the training, you're going to be putting yourself at a deficit with the training. So make sure that you use all the parts of the process every day, and you're going to have results with it.
Fantastic. And you can connect everywhere when you go to zuxpro.com, take the trial and see if you are interested in the whole course.
Great.
All right. Fantastic. Again, that was the Photographic Memory Podcast, and take care. And we'll talk next episode. Take care.
And you have a great day too.
You too.